News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. A lot of us starting the holiday weekend early today, trying to make it a four-dayer. Some of us maybe even had a five-day weekend with the beautiful weather we had yesterday. But it is the 4th of July weekend coming up. And, of course, as you celebrate, want to keep safety reminders in mind. And we were talking with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office here on Behind the Badge here this morning. And joining us is Captain Bill Totic as we look ahead to 4th of July holiday weekend. Captain Totic, good to talk to you again. How are you this morning?
Good, good.
Thanks for taking some time to chat. Of course, we talked just before Memorial Day weekend. Seems like it was just a couple weeks ago, which it was, obviously. But if people didn't travel for Memorial Day, boy, just looking at the info from the folks at AAA and the Wisconsin DOT, they are expecting quite a few people to be on the roads if they aren't already for the holiday. And I know a holiday weekend really kind of means very little to the sheriff's office because you folks are still out there keeping people safe, even with the holiday going on too, right?
Absolutely. You know, I looked at a recent, probably the same one you did, but I think they expect a 40% increase from last year for people expected to go out and travel. I think it was something like 47 million people are expected to be out for the 4th of July festivities sometime this extended weekend. So, and Fond du Lac County is no different. It's definitely something we see gear up. It's probably the next 2-3 weeks are probably the busiest that we will see, you know, with people, you know, all around and different events that are going on. We got the fair in a couple weeks, and so yeah, we're gearing up for it, and our deputies will be out there in full force in several different areas coming up starting tomorrow.
Yeah, let's start with the roads. Obviously, people probably driving to their favorite destination, whether it be up north or somewhere on the lake or visiting friends and family down south, no matter where they're going. It's important to pay attention to the road, all those reminders we tell people about. Drive safe if you're heading out. And with so many cars on the road, obviously an increased chance to maybe get into an accident if you're not paying attention and you're not careful, right?
Right. We saw it even last week, Saturday, when we had the rain. You know, it kind of, there was so much traffic, everyone out and about. We had 6 different accidents during the course of the day shift alone. Some of them, you know, luckily there was no injuries, but I expect we won't have bad weather this weekend, but they'll be out in full force. And we also, in addition to our deputies being out in their sections, we also have some speed grants. So we will be out with deputies that are part of that grant situation where they'll be out enforcing the highways, and you know the major highways like 41 is always an area of concern for us.
Yeah, a lot of people on the road. 41, we know, can definitely get backed up. Usually, it's going north on like a Thursday or Friday, as we're talking here this morning, and then I know Sunday and especially Monday too, with all the people coming back from up north. That's usually when you see those traffic jams, and you know it happens every year. Unfortunately, there's an incident where someone's not paying attention or maybe they're going a little too fast around some of the curves that you might see in the area on the interstate. Something happens and creates some headaches. So it's important to keep that speed in check and buckle up too. That's stating the obvious, but it's an important reminder too.
Absolutely, and you know we talk about things that you can do. A lot of people they're in such a hurry to get up there. It's like, leave a little plan ahead of time so that you can get there in a leisurely pace instead of, you know, exceeding the speed limit, which most people don't do, right? But it's really important that, you know, check your route. Make sure, you know, you can look on some of the apps out there to see if there's any accidents on the interstate, or perhaps take a road less traveled when you go out and take a back road tour of your trying to get to your destination. But, you know, the biggest things there is keeping that space between you and the vehicle in front of you. Even if you're in that traffic jam situation, doesn't mean you have to tailgate the next guy. Give enough space, especially given the speed that you're traveling, that gives you some opportunity to brake and to take an evasive maneuver if you have to do so.
And this weekend, and it seems like every holiday weekend, and well, I guess here in Wisconsin, it would be every just general weekend too. There might be alcohol involved, especially surrounding a holiday. You got a nice 4-day weekend, and it goes without saying that don't drink and drive. I know drive sober, get pulled over is a different time of the year. That's a part of our conversation, but it remains true all year long, right?
Absolutely. you know, and it's no different when we have our speed grants out or if a deputy's out there doing just normal patrol. That's something that we're always keying on and trying to keep, you know, the amount of people that are intoxicated, you know, get them off the road. We receive reckless calls all the time from people, and a good portion of those do turn out to be intoxicated or drug-related situations. So we're always geared up for it, and especially on a holiday weekend, people are amped up to have a good time, and that also includes being on the water. I know Lieutenant Dobbins, I think, talked to you, I think it was last weekend, a reference to boat safety, and this weekend is no different. We will continue with our operations out there, and we have a national outlook with Operation Dry Water, where we're going to be out there on the water with our guys for a three-day heightened awareness, again, looking at making sure we have sober drivers, sober operators out there. So just a multitude of things going on. We also have deputy reserves out in areas. We have our park patrols are going to be out. So deputies will be out in full force this weekend.
Yeah, that Operation Dry Water, for folks who aren't familiar, it runs the 2nd through the 4th. So today through Sunday, obviously. And just looking at some of the info given out as part of that press release from Lieutenant Dobbins, looks like in 2019, 254 citations issued for alcohol violations. That's involving people across the state on a boat. And 82 incidents were investigated, resulting in 50 people injured and 9 fatalities across the state. That's, obviously 9 too many, but it's all preventable stuff, right?
It truly is. And the biggest thing is that we always talk about it, whether it's behind the wheel of a vehicle or on a boat, is have that designated driver. You know, the boating rules are slightly different out there. You can have intoxicating beverages on your boat, but you still have to be the driver. That is, has to be under the same limit, the .08, if you are operating that vessel.
One other thing, too, and I know it's something that gets brought up, and I'm sure there's complaints that come in with the sheriff's office. It's mostly in the city you hear complaints about fireworks, and we talked with Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue about some fireworks reminders earlier in the week. I know things are a little different in the county when it comes to fireworks, but it's important, obviously, to be courteous. That's a big part of the 4th of July. You want to have that firework display, but still keep some of those safety reminders in mind and be courteous. I think that's fair to say, right?
Absolutely. You know, and a general rule of thumb is that if the fireworks explode or leave the ground, they're illegal, and technically you cannot have those. And in the city, you have so many houses and closely, you know, all around that you got to worry about your neighbor. If it goes into the gutter or on the roof, or, you know, you easily can start a fire that way. Same as out in the county. You know, we want everyone to have a good time. That's the key here. But biggest thing is use safety, be sober, have something to extinguish that, you know, a fire if it does occur. And, you know, keep the young kids away from those fireworks.
Yeah, I'll correct what I said. The rules, obviously, things that are illegal in the city are illegal to have in the county, too. Obviously, that's still the case. But
Absolutely. It's just, you know, you have so many people spread out a little more out in the county, but nonetheless, it's, you know, you see some of these fireworks stands that say you got to have a permit to do it, and there are some townships that do give permits, so we have to check on that when we do go to fireworks complaints. But overall, typically if it's in the air, it's not legal to have.
Good rule of thumb. Captain Todick, anything else you want to remind folks about this morning when it comes to holiday travel, holiday safety here this morning?
No, I think the biggest, we touched on all the big things, that sobriety when you're behind the wheel, and, you know, in moderation when you are out and about enjoying the festivities this weekend.
All right, Captain Todick, have a great 4th of July. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.